Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Vav Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Gufa Amar Rabbi Abahu. We're going to revisit Rabbi Abahu's statement. Shnayim Shadanu Dine Mamonot the Divrei Hakol Ein Dineihem Dina. Divrei Hakol means Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan agree that if two judge, it's nothing. So Eitave Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abahu's, Rabbi Abba challenged him. Dan et adin, if an individual judges, zikat achayav achayevet azakai, and he blew it, timet atahor v'tiheret atamei, or he declared something tahor, it should be tamei, vice versa. Masha sasui, the din is the din, umeshalem beto, and he has to compensate the party who was wronged. Now, hacha mayaskina, and so that's the challenge Rabbi Abahu. Here you see one guy judging, and it's a din, even though he made a mistake, that's not nullified. The answer is, hacha mayaskina, and dikiblu halayu. It's talking about a case where the Baal Edin accepted this guy. They both agreed they would accept his judgment. So, hiachi amam mishalom beto, if that's the case, why does he have to pay? Damrulay, dayant lan udat lan din Torah. They say you have to judge properly. So if he made a certain judgment call one way or the other, they accept it. But if he made an actual mistake in calculation or something, then the deen is not reverted because they accepted him. But because they never accepted that level of mistake, he has to pay. Okay, now, Amar Leir of Safra Rabbi Abba. So then he turned to Rabbi Abba, who had this challenge, and said, what was the mistake? Ilay Matab Dvar Mishnah, this is a sugya we'll get to in the third parak. If you say that he made a mistake about canonized law, Sheshna Amar Rabbi Asi, Tab Dvar Mishnah, Choser, everybody agrees that a Beitin that's Toab Dvar Mishnah, means they make a fundamental error and just they didn't know canonized law, then the law is nullified. Eladatab Shikul Adat, they must have made that an error in judgment. So, hechidam shikol adat, what kind of mistake is that? Amar papa, going trey tanoi, trey amurai, the pligi adat, if you have a machloket, v'lo idmar hechata lo kamar v'lo kamar, and the halacha is not stated explicitly one way or the other, as often happens in the Gemara, v'sugyan da'alma alibir achad minar, but the sugya seems to follow one of their directions, and that's the way we all paskin, v'azaliyo v'albert kidach, and this guy did the other way. Hainu shikol adat, that's taub shikol adat, it doesn't nullify the deen, but because the practice is the other way, he has to pay. Okay, and that's, of course, unless they say, we'll accept your judgment no matter what, in which case he doesn't have to pay. So, lema ketanoi, perhaps the Shmuel's halacha, that if two judge, it's valid, but it's chutzpedik, is a machlok ketanoi. Bitsua b'shlosha divar abmeir, v'chomer mim pshara b'yachid. Bitsua pshara, the same thing, meaning arbitration. Rab Meir says that arbitration demands three, and chomer say one. Now, Savro, we think the Chuliyama Makshin and Pshara Ladin, that Pshara takes on the same semblance as Din. So therefore, my love, Bakami Palgin, Mar Savra, Din Bishlosha, or Meir must hold that without three, it's not Din, therefore without Din three, it's not Pshara. Mar Savra, Din Bishnaim. And Chacham say, no, Din could be Shnaim, even Echad, and therefore Pshara Bechad is enough. So lo, we reject that. The Chuliyama, Din Bishlosha, everybody agrees you need three for Din. V'hacha, meaning we're defending Rabbi Abahu now. V'hacha, v'hacha mipalgi, the machloket or men chacham is marasav makshinim pshar ladin. Marasav lo makshinim pshar ladin. The question is whether pshar follows the contours of din. So leim atlata tanoi b'pshara. So it sounds like we have three opinions about pshara. To marasav v'shlosh, Rameir said three. Marasav v'shnaim, Rishim Gamliel said two. Marasav v'yochan, Rabbanan of Rameir said one. So v'acha b'reid ravika, v'item ravyemar, barshlamya, manda amar treya, filu chad nami. Rav Shim Gamliel, who said two, agrees that one is okay. V'haide kamar trei, said, why did you need l'chatchila to have two for pshara? Ki echad l'havu alei sahadi, so that there'll be edim on the pshara. So Amar Vashi, shma mina pshara in a tzrich l'kinyon. So obviously from the fact that you have to do pshara in front of three, means you don't have to make a kinyon on the pshara. V'sakadai tach tzrich l'kinyon, l'mandam ar tzricha plata l'amali. According to the opinion that says tzrich l'kinyon, why do you need three dayanim? So Tiski betray, two would be enough. Velikni mine. So the answer is Hilchata Pshara Tzrich HaKinyan. The halacha really is that Pshara does need a Kinyan, meaning that the two men have to make some sort of a Kinyan accepting the ruling of the arbitration. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Kashem Shadin B'Shlosha Kach Bitsua B'Shlosha. Alright, so Din and Pshara are both three. Nigmar Hadin Iyata B'Shara Libtsua. Once Din is finished, you can't do Pshara. Okay, that's opinion one. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher v'Yosek Lili Omer Asur Livtsoa. He says Pshara is Usur. V'chol, meaning you have to do the din. V'chol abotzeh areze chote. And if you do splitting it, like an arbitration, that's a sin. V'chol amvarechet abotzeh, somebody who praises this guy, hareze mena'etz, is cursing God. Meaning, if you bless the botzea, you're cursing God. The din should cut through the mountain, meaning the din goes through and heck with everything else. Shenemar ke mishpat l'Elohim hu. Mishpat belongs to God. V'chein Moshe, ya omer, yikov ha-din ha-tahar. That was Moshe's approach. Aval Aaron, ohev shalom v'dev shalom. Aaron is something else. He loved peace. Sh'umesim shalom bin Adam l'chavero. He'd bring peace between people. Shenemar. And the quote about the ideal Kohen in Malachi Bet is a reflection of Aharon. Torat emet ha-ta v'fiyu. V'avla lo nimsa b'sfatav. He spoke the truth. He spoke Torah. Shalom mishor halach. Halach. Itiv rabim heshim mi'avon. He walked in a straight path, and he brought many people back from sin. Okay, but that's not a din. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harei Shegazal Seir Shalchitim. He says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Botzei Berech, is not about Pshara. Harei Shegazal Seir Shalchitim Etachana V'Afa'a. Let's say a guy stole some wheat, and he grinded it, V'Afa'a, and he baked it, V'Frishim Anachala, and he took Chala. Ketzad Mevarech, and he makes a bracha, either a motzi or the bracha on Hafashas Chala. That's cursing God. The one who cuts bread, botzea, who blesses, in this case, he's cursing, because it's stolen goods. He says, no, the pasuk is a reference to Yehuda. Yehuda said, what gain, what profit is there if we kill our brother, let's sell him. If somebody praises Yehuda and says, no, Yehuda was L'shem Shemayim and he had a good intent and everything else, that's really cursing. Yehuda did a wrong thing. Okay, back to the issue of Pshara. It's a mitzvah. It's not just, you could do it either way, but mitzvah livtzoa, it's ideal. We'll see what that means later on. So Zechariah says you should judge mishpat and shalom. You can't have both, because mishpat means one guy wins, one guy loses. That must be arbitration. Right? Did mishpat utztaka? Tztaka here meaning charitable acts. It's not mishpat. How could that happen? Now, Atam the Tanakama, what does the Tanakama do with this approach, who said it's Asur? So, Dan Tadin Zikata Zakai, V'chayev Tachayav, V'rashin Tachayev, Ani Mamon V'shilem Ha'otel Paito. Where's Mishpat Utztaka? He says like this, let's say that you donned and you found the right judgment, and then you see that the Oni is Chayev, and the judge pays on his own. Ze Mishpat Utztaka. That's what Mishpat Utztaka is. It means the judgment is the judgment, but then you do Tztaka, not that you make the judgment one of Pshara. Mishpat Lazeh, Utztaka Lazeh. It's Mishpat for the guy who wins, and Tztaka for the guy who lost, and now you help him out. Mishpat Lazeh, Shechzir L'mamon, Tztaka Lazeh, Shechzir L'mamon. And then they quote the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Shmuel about David, same thing. Now, Kasha L'Rebbe, Rebbe said, Hai L'chol Amo, but then it's not Mishpat Utztaka L'chol Amo. La'aniim mi'bayleh, that's mishpat utztaka la'aniim, that tztaka is not for everybody. El Rebbe explained as follows, Afa pi shalosh le mitoch beito, even if the judge doesn't pay, zeo mishpat utztaka. When you find somebody guilty, it's mishpat utztaka. Why? Mishpat lezeh, tztaka lezeh. Mishpat lezeh, shechzir l'mamono. The guy who gets his money back. Tztaka lezeh, shotzik zeila mitachat yado. Whoever should have paid, you did a tztaka for him that you kept him from sinning by holding on to something that's not his. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Omer, Shnayim Shabal Lefanecha Ladin. Let's say two guys come to judgment. Ad Shelo Tishma Divrayan, until you hear their arguments. Mishetishma Divrayan V'Ata Yodele Chan Din Noteh, or you hear their arguments, but you still don't know what's the din. Ata Rishoy Lomar Lahen Su Uvitsu. You could tell them to go out and work it out. Mishetishma Divrayan V'Ata Yodele Chan Din Noteh. Once you hear their arguments and you know what the halacha is, Iata Rishoy Lomar Lahen Su Uvitsu. You can't tell them anymore. Shneimar. Poter mayim reshit madon v'lifnehit galah hariv netosh, meaning that before it becomes clear what the halacha is, then you can walk away from the din. Kodesh galah hariv atayachol anatsho mishit galah hariv atayachol anatsho. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Rabbi Shua ben Lakish, amar shnayim shibal ledin. Achad rach v'achad kasher. You got one guy who's a tough guy. Ad shalot tishma divrei mosh tishta divrei antayachol edin noteh. Same thing as Rishon Manasseh. Before you know what the halacha is, atav rishay lomar lahem, ein ani nizkak lachem. You could say, I'm not going to deal with you guys. Shem t'chayev chazak, v'nsa chazak rodfo. Maybe the big guy is going to become chayev and he's going to chase me. Mishdishma divrei, and once you hear their words, v'atedel, achein eichan adinota, when you know where the halacha is going, iatay cholomar lahen in his kakalchem, then you can't back out. Shnemar lo taguru mneish, what did Moshe say to the dayanim? Yeah, can't be afraid of anybody. Now let's see how that plays out. Rishon Mekor Chomer, minayim the Talmid, she yoshev l'fnei rabo, v'raz chut l'ani, v'choval ashir, how do we know if there's an ani there? And he sees that there's Rebbe, he's judging him properly, and he sees an argument on behalf of the Ani, Minayin Shelo Yishtok, how do we know he can't be silent? Shema Lo Tagum Neish, don't be afraid of anybody. Anybody meaning? Rabbi Chanin Omer, Lo Tachnis Tvarachim Neish, don't keep quiet because of any man, meaning even your Rebbe. V'yu Adim Yodim et Mihen Meidin. Adim should know what they're testifying about. V'lifnei Mihen Meidin, in front of whom? In front of Hashem. U'mi'ati li paramein, who's gonna exact judgment from them if they lie? Shemar, they're inexact. V'yamdu shnei anashim asher lahem arid lifnei Adonai. And as you can see in those psukim, it's a reference to the Adim. V'yu Adayanim Yodim et Mihen Danim. The Dayanim have to know who they're judging. V'lifnei Mihen Danim mi'ati li paramein. Shemar, Elohim nitzav badat el. God is present with the Dayanim. You're judging for Hashem. So the Dayan will say, what do I need this tzaras for? Talmud Omar, imachem bidvar mishpat. That's why the pasuk about Yoshafat says, God is with you. Meaning you're only held responsible for what you know. You don't have to know everything. Whatever you the evidence is. Okay, so hechidami gmardin. What is gmardin? That we said after Gmar Din, according to some of them, you cannot do Pshara. V'yura Marav, Ish Ploni Atachayav. When you say you're Chayav, Ish Ploni Atazakai. So Marav Halacha Korbi Shom and Korcha. The Halacha is not Korbi Shom and Korcha, which is Mitzvah Livtsoa. So Aini Varavuna Talmide de Ravha Vekehave Ato the Kamid Ravuna Amarlahu Idina Baitu Pshara Baitu. Ravuna was Rav's prize student. And Ravuna, when people come to him, would say, do you want Pshara or do you want Din? So how can you say it's a Mitzvah Livtsoa? So my Mitzvah Namde Kamar Bishom and Korcha. What's the mitzvah that he was referring to? Mitzvah l'meimalahu. It's a mitzvah to say to them, idina ba'itu b'shar ba'itu. Meaning it's a mitzvah to give them the opportunity to choose what they want. So hainu tanakama. That's the same thing as tanakama, who said, b'shar b'din, how do you call it? B'shar b'shlosha, din b'shlosha. So it's a choice. So when I have a mitzvah, now the difference is Shulchan Aruch Korcha says the mitzvah to tell them and give them choice. So Shulchan Aruch Korcha says a mitzvah tanakama sava reshut. So Hanu Rishon Menasseh, then that's Rishon Menasseh who said that you could do either until you know the din. So the difference is that Rishon Menasseh says once you know the halacha, you can't back out anymore. This entire approach disagrees with Rishon Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. This approach about Botzei Berech. Should the Amar lo Nemar Mikrazel Kenegem Masai Egel? That pasuk's really referring to the Egel. Shenemar Vayaron Vayivin Isbeach Lefanav. Aaron saw. What did he see? That he built the Mizbeach for the Egel. Mara Amar, Minyam bin Yafin Amar bin Loza, famous Midrash, Ra'a Chur, Shizavuach Lefanav. He saw that the people attacked Chur, who tried to protest. Mara Ilo, Shamanalu, if I don't listen to them, Hashta Abdulika, Abdulu Chur, they'll kill me too. Mikayim bi, Mihareg, Mikdash Adonai, Kohen Venavi. Imagine that. You have a Kohen and a Navi killed in Mikdash Hashem, right here at Har Sinai. Ravalu Takanta Leolam, and they'll never be able to do Shuva. Mut Abduli Abdul Egel, let them worship the Egel. F Shahavi Lutakant Bachuva, then they can do chuva. Once they kill me, it's too late. Vahani Tanoi Poter Maim Rashit Madon Maya Darshibe. So all the Tanoim who say that you can't do Bitsu at all, what do they do with that Pasuk? Kidirav Hamnuna, famous. The Amar of Hamnuna in Trilati no Shladani don Ela Diver Torah. The first din you have in Shemaim is about your study. Shema Potam Maim Rashit Madon and Maim is Torah. Rashit Madon, the beginning of judgment is Maim. Ravuna high tigra de maya let sinora de bidka de maya came into ravach ravach. So he makes this observation that that when a river gets very big and it comes out into the fields, it if you don't seal it, it spreads out. All right, that's what poter mayim reshit madon means, meaning that if you don't stop things right away, they're going to get out of hand. Abaye Kshishamar, the old Abaye said, "Dami laguda de gamla kevin de kam kam." He said it's like the boards on a bridge. When you start walking on them, they shake, but afterwards they get stronger. And the same thing, if a person is always involved in argument, madon, then it becomes stronger, and they're not learning from Masuk. They're just saying that same idea from their own experience. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Mirza Hashem will pick it up with a long discussion about Lotaguru and about Pshara in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.